Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? The finale for Married at First Sight, Happily Ever After, just went down. Did the couple survive this season? Well, stay tuned to find out.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go. It's that time of year. You know we had to do it, After Buzzers.
Oh, what's the Christmas rave?
Arguably the queen of Christmas, though Ariana might be taking the crown this year. I don't know, Mariah, but thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Married at First Sight, Happily Ever After.
Shots fired.
After show. Yeah, you know, I'm a little shady. I want to shout out real quick to Caroline and Michael. They cannot be here this week due to the holiday. They got to travel.
I know.
We get it, but thank you for holding it down last week because I wasn't here. But I am joined, basically hosting at First Sight, with this dude right here.
Hello, everyone, Flobo Boys. I am excited to discuss the finale and excited to be here with you, Alan.
Yes, thank you so much. Why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, y'all. I'm also an AfterBuzz host here. You can follow me at Flobito.com. Before that, I want to say that this episode, this show, has been my light this season. I loved it. I binged it like twice. I love these characters. Mm-hmm. Let's discuss it.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna miss them.
I know.
I'm like,
right?
Oh my gosh, this is the finale. I'm gonna miss them every week.
It's 8 short episodes. Like
even
that.
Danielle and Bobby. But we're gonna talk about all the couples. We're gonna talk about Ashley and Anthony. We're gonna talk about Danielle and Bobby and Shawnee's and Jeff D. And also, we're gonna answer the question of who do we think is the most improved from this group of couples.
Oh yeah.
So, well, you know, why don't we get right to our first couple, Ashley and Anthony.
Yeah, we saw them move into their house, and I was like, wow, they actually did it. And they were talking about that for a long time, and they're super excited to be moms and dads.
Yeah, I think they're the most healthiest couple, for sure. They've been together. They definitely were the smartest. They're the smartest couple, too, let's be real, because they waited 2 years after getting married to have a child, whereas the other couples are having babies right there and then.
Yeah.
So to me, when I watch their scenes, it's almost as if, like, I don't even think of them as being married at first sight. It's really funny.
Right. They had their own chemistry. I'll say the first episode, I was kind of on like, I'm not sure what their vibes are, but they're totally complimentary. And we see that bond get bigger and better as the episodes go on.
Yeah. And I'm like looking forward to the baby coming, the baby girl. Like, I want to see the dynamic change because they've honestly had a really good time this season. Like, there really weren't that many hiccups. Baby hiccups. That was like, I'm trying to be funny here, people.
Got it.
But you know, I loved the scene with their letters where they had to write the letters to their baby girl.
Yeah.
And I loved seeing Anthony because he's so sensitive. It's okay. It's cool when a male is in touch with his feelings, you know?
For sure.
It's important. And I love seeing Ashley be so strong. She's such a strong female, and I love seeing that. And they, like you said, they definitely complement each other.
Yeah, Team A and A are definitely the most parental. And I love the fact that Anthony was like the goofy dad. Like, I see him, I picture him being at baseball games with his hat to the side. Like, that's my girl out there. And even though it wasn't like the most poetic note, it came from the heart. And that's definitely the most important thing when you're writing to your future child.
Yeah, and I'm so excited about their new house. That's really cool. Like, their house looks bomb AF. I know, I love their apartment. I was like, you guys don't have to move. Your apartment in Chicago is really cute, too. But you know, start decorating, Ashley. I know you're not really big on decorating, but you gotta figure that out because I know in their little epilogue, I love their little epilogues at the end of each couple.
Yeah.
They moved in, everything's good, but they haven't like got their plans down for their nursery.
Right.
So I'm like, y'all need to get on that.
I thought it was kind of funny. It kind of came full circle because there was the whole thing of her being stubborn and in control. And then we saw early in the episode, you know, Anthony bringing in the gift. I thought that would have been a fight. Being like, oh, he brought this beer sign. What's going on? But it totally worked out. But I can imagine watching an epilogue and them sitting down and being like, no, really, this baby's popping out. Where are we going to put
that? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, anything else you have to say about Ashley and Anthony before we move on?
I think they're pretty much a complete deal.
Yeah.
So
The most solid couple for sure. Yeah. Before we get to the next couple, we have to let you guys know, please, please subscribe to our multiple channels at AfterBuzz TV. We have so much different content. We have sci-fi, we have reality competitions, we have animation. I do the anime after show. And, you know, I just love all the different shows that we have. We're catering to so many different audiences. So go ahead and subscribe to what you love from AfterBuzz TV. Let us know in the comments. If you're tuning in live, we'll shout you out, show you some love because you guys support us and we want to support you back. So until then, thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV talk. And also, don't worry about those notifications. They're completely optional. Don't worry about it. We got you.
How's the anime show? You love it? You
dig it? Oh, my. We're doing Soul Eater right now. Yeah. So good. Awesome. So I'm a nerd. But
are we all, right?
I digress. So why don't we get to our favorite couple?
Oh, yeah.
Danielle and Bobby. Chat, yeah. If you're tuning in, what do you guys think? Let us know. Ooh.
Yeah,
that's a really good sound effect. That's kind of like some things you can't put into words.
For sure. That's definitely the best way to describe this couple. Ups and downs. You know, I think they were, in some ways, the most entertaining couple, ironically, because mm-hmm. you wanted to see what was going to happen during the season mm-hmm. with Danielle's struggle with expressing herself, and there's that countdown clock of whether or not Bobby was going to blow.
Exactly.
It didn't come to a head in the way we thought we did, but I think in this episode they kind of found their own rhythm with her being better, of not being as nauseous, because even then I was kind of sketchy last week, like, is she really sick yeah. or is she not? So we had some resolution there, and they seem to be on a pace to make something better of it.
Yeah, what'd you think of Bobby not helping during the move? And do you think that was a big deal? He was just drinking his beer. I think he was still a little salty from not having his recliners, yeah, you know?
He was a lot salty, to be honest with you. Like, there's always a little things that were unspoken, but this was, like, the big thing. It was, we had this stable idea. I had this picturesque thinking of me being the dad, and everything is being moved on this timeline. What's going on? And I know that I would drag my feet, too, if that were me. I'll mm-hmm. get a nice cold one and sit back and say, I don't know, keep the recliners, you know.
Chill with Henry, the dog. That's basically, not Ashley, that's Danielle's real husband, Henry, let's be real.
Did he ever get his teeth clean? We never get that resolution.
Oh, well, maybe, I don't know. That's a good point. Oh, well, maybe we'll find out next season if they're casted on the season 2.
Yeah, get the Henry the dog and a couple.
But I was a little disappointed in their letters to their baby because it was just very standard. It wasn't that exciting. I really wanted Danielle to cry. I was like, damn, if she will show some like vulnerability, because yeah. I guess she is, but I still want to see some emotion with that vulnerability because it just looks like you said she was kind of like a robot, and I kind of agreed.
Yeah, I really felt like, I always go back and forth. There's some episodes and some weeks this season where I felt, man, does she mean that? Or she are just that cold? And there's some episodes when I go, maybe she is trying inside of her body and somehow it's kind of hard to express herself. But those letters definitely seem kind of standoffish. It was kind of like, we are accepting and waiting your arrival. Mm-hmm. This is good. A software update. And even though they kind of match each other, kind of complimented each other, I didn't really feel the love. Did any of you guys feel the love in the chat?
Oh my gosh. They're blowing up and they are making me laugh. Kaihu says, Danielle did not know if they owned a broom. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't do housework. I know she's pregnant. She's sick. Right. But Bobby's the one who's doing everything. He's making meals for her. Oh,
Until today, right?
Coffee Time thinks that D&B are headed for Splitsville. And I would like to think that they're... Because I feel bad for Bobby. I want them to work. They just didn't... Yeah. I don't think they showed that much progress this season. What else is... It's Ray Ray says, I don't see Bobby leaving Danielle willingly. He makes a lot of excuses for her. Do you agree with that statement?
I do. I mean, I'm going back to their moment on the couch when he had the harmonica, which we're probably talking to.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a very, like, tender moment. But a lot of times I felt like this couple was more into the idea of being married and being parents and having a home than loving each other.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird thing for me to say on the couch watching a reality television show. But it was kind of had a weird tone some episodes, just kind of like, where's the emotion? Where's the love?
Yeah. Like, I feel like they said that they were out of their shell, like coming out of their shell, but I didn't really buy it.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they are coming out of their shell when the cameras aren't rolling. So, and that's, look at me. I'm Bobby making excuses for Danielle and them too. Oh my goodness. What is going on with the show?
Awkwardly sit with your significant others tonight, everyone. That's how you do it.
I just want to see a little bit more variety with them too. But, and I agree with you. Like, they are the most interesting couple to talk about.
Sure.
But they, yeah, you brought up the harmonica scene. That was really cute, too. I think that was probably that particular scene. It took 8 episodes to finally, like, this is, like, that was cute. That was a cute moment because Bobby's been doing so much. And finally, Danielle was like, here, give this, you just blow it. You blow into harmonica, right? I'm not a musician. So you just, like, blow into the harmonica. Whenever you need me, I'll hook you up, babe.
And yeah, that was great. I mean, every couple, every person in a couple has a different way of expressing their love. Some people love words, some people love touching, and acts of service is one of them. So I thought it was a pretty cute moment for them to actually have that exchange of harmonica. And for a second there, it was cute, but then, like, you know, my man Bobby kind of wore it out and, like, blew the harmonica for everything, but it kind of worked out in the end.
She deserved it, let's be honest.
Yeah, she totally did.
We were kind of dragging her throughout the season.
Yeah, we were.
And that was good, though, because we didn't see her get, like, annoyed by it. Like, right. she even said, like, I deserve this. So that was cool that she like, you know, took she rolled with the punches, you know.
Sure.
And in their little epilogue, they found their dream home. So
give it up.
Good for y'all, because you didn't really need to move, but, you know, as long as you move before the baby, you guys are good.
Right.
Also, I forgot to point out that Danielle agreed with Bobby about the whole point of, like, what are we going to do if the house doesn't get sold?
Right.
So that was really cool that she's allowing his what am I trying to say? She's taking his advice into consideration. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's a big step.
Really, like, she's not completely ignoring it, because, you know, she likes to take control.
Yeah, I mean, there's situations this entire season where it's like, great, but no. Like, with the recliners, as late or recently as this episode, it's like, hey, I want to keep my recliners, and it's like, nah, but no. But to see her actually open up to consider a possibility she wasn't looking through in her picturesque or future plans, it says a lot about her growth, to be honest with you. Got to call a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm. Well, enough about those two, because we got to get to Shawnice and Jeff D. So what did you think about their journey? I think they had the most emotional journey this season.
Yeah, there's totally a through line between the both of them. It started off very rocky. You can tell Jeff D was not interested in Shawnice at first, and he kind of checked out. And I wish it was resolved, but at the point where they were so apart, the rings came off both of their hands, and they had to build a lot. And Shawnice did not make it easy. She did put some roadblocks in there. She didn't kiss him. They stayed away from saying things like, I love you, but over the course of the season, we saw that list a little bit more and more. And it's interesting, and I love the fact that at the end of the day, despite their differences and the challenges, because we even saw Jeff D trying to make dinner one time,
yeah,
and it was kind of touch and go, but it worked out to see them actually trying to make an effort for the sake of their kid Laura.
Yeah. I definitely think Jeff D just, like, really wants to make it work, because you can tell he's in love with his daughter. Like, Lulu, that's also cute. They call Laura Lulu.
Or
like,
Lala. He called her Lala. Lulu.
That's cute. They have their own designated nicknames for their daughter. That's cute. And yeah, he was showing some steps of growth with cooking, making me hungry with those stuffed peppers. I was like, dude, I haven't eaten in a couple hours.
Yeah.
How dare you? And Shawnice was really happy, too, to see that, because Shawnice has been doing a lot. You know, and also he's definitely learning to step it up, because he's on paternity leave now in their epilogue, whereas she's going back to work. And I'm like, damn, she's going right. She just had the baby. She's going back to work. So they definitely have to switch roles now.
Yeah. Props to her for taking making that decision on her own. I know mothers always have that struggle between working or staying home. And Jeff D, again, is a lot more open to doing it. And I know there was a bit of an overcorrection of him loving his daughter way more than his wife. But we see now in the last episode, he's going to make a genuine effort to have that, at least not even out, but love them equally as intensely. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool on Jeff D. Jeffdy's part. I know sometimes I identify with Jeffdy because I was be the kind of person in my relationship with my girlfriend where I have a million things to say. And I'll just shrug my shoulders and go, whatever. Mm-hmm. But being able to share your feelings with or without the expert's help, that says a lot based on the kind of person Jeffdy is, who originally just checked out and did his own thing for months and then came back like everything was cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeffdy did F up in this episode. Let's be mm-hmm. real. Remember when he was cooking, he put like a third of salt in that ground beef. Yeah. I totally saw that, Ray Ray. You totally reminded me. I'm like, oh yeah, he did do that. I'm like, boy, that's too much salt.
Not advised to cook out. Not at all. Not going.
Oh my goodness. But I agree that they did have a full circle moment, especially when they were getting their photographs taken. They're like wedding family portraits by the same photographer from when they got married. It was so funny because he wasn't feeling it at first when they first got married. And now he's definitely feeling it more for sure. He wants to make it work. And their photos look cute. Even their photos from the marriage, like the wedding, they look great.
Yeah.
And I really like their little setup with little Lulu, La La Laura, whatever you want to call her. Those genuinely, like, those were great photos that they took together.
Oh, yeah. They had that certain glow with the family photos, especially when you had Shardy's bringing out the purple shirt and jumpsuit for the daughter, saying we mm-hmm. want to dress together in his favorite color, purple, the color of royalty. You can tell Jeffdy feels like he has his princess in his hands. And, mm-hmm. and those are the moments that, for a while, it didn't seem that they were going to happen at all. And then after that, it felt like Jeffdy was doing it just because he grew up in a one-parent household. Yeah. He didn't want to do that. But now I feel now more than ever that they really want to make it a nuclear unit. And props to them.
Yeah, because they, like you said, they just both grew up pretty independently. Jeffdy didn't have his dad, as you mentioned.
Shaunice's mom had her really young, 15.
And then Shaunice is just, she didn't want to admit that she needed help, you know, throughout the season and even before then. And then she even said that herself that she's a very independent woman. So it was really nice at the end to see her like break down. Like at the end, they were at like the pier or whatever. Yeah. It was like a movie moment. It was so ridiculous. I was like, oh my, this is a little dramatic, but it's cute at the same time. She was like, I need you. I need your help. We need each other. Our daughter needs you. What did you think of that scene? It was intense.
I can't say I would move the tears, but if I was going to be, it was right there. Like, the water's going, you have the circle of life, and it's like two generations right there. And mm-hmm. here are people who literally met by chance, and it really wasn't the story of happily ever after. At first it was, oh my gosh, this is a mistake. And we even saw Sharnice's mom saying, I can't believe you made my daughter feel as if she was a mistake.
Yeah.
But at the end it was like, oh my gosh, they're gonna go out there and be a family. And that to me is amazing.
Yeah, they definitely proved me wrong, because at the beginning of the season I was like, they ain't gonna make it. Yeah. Do you think they have potential to make it?
Yeah, they totally have potential. I know, probably more kids.
Some of the chat, I see you, Sayuhus. Am I saying that name right? I know you don't think they'll make it long term. Ooh, I think, yeah, I might. I can see that. I can see them kind of like staying together for a while, but possibly, you know, splitting. But I don't know. I think they really turned it around for me. They proved me wrong, and I really want to see them work.
True. If I want to be like the negative Nancy here, I think because Jeffdy is so afraid of co-parenting, he will be more likely to emotionally check out and still be there mm-hmm. than to him to say, I'm out, I'm going to divorce. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have anything to say before we move on to the next segment?
Let's move on.
All right. This brings us to the major question, and guys, if you're tuning in live, let us know your answer to this question I'm about to ask, or if you're not tuning in live, let us know in the comments for sure, because my question is, who is the most improved couple this season? Dun, dun, dun. Ooh. Okay, so who do you think it is? I already know who it is.
I gotta go with Shaunice and Jeffdy.
Yep.
I got to. I really thought episode one would have been a giant feint of them going to go the other way and have been a swerve. But they're, as it is right now, I feel like they get to have the chance of staying the longest.
Definitely.
And they found their own rhythm. And that's something that I didn't feel from other couples, especially Bobby and Danielle. I felt like they're kind of like two entities that are side by side, whereas mm-hmm. I'm starting to feel that the Jackson family are getting closer to one.
Yeah, like I would, it would be easy to say like Ashley and Anthony, for example, but like there really wasn't a whole lot of, there was some growth, but it wasn't like groundbreaking growth. Like they already have such a great relationship.
Sure.
It's kind of like in terms of like overall growth, I would definitely say Shaunice and Jeffdy, because they realize their faults. They need to communicate. They need to realize that they do need each other, and they're starting a family, and they both want the same thing. You know, they realize that. But yeah, let us know what you think. I know Sayus, I'm so sorry I'm butchering your name, believes Anthony and Ashley, which
A squared,
is
I love it.
Good. Shawnee and Jeffy for Sailor Girl for Life. Oh, Coffee Time says Ashley and Anthony.
Most improved.
Very good. I definitely see those so two.
I'm going to stick by my Shawnee and Jeff the answer, but I got to ask the comments here, the live chat, about Daniel and Bobby. Do you think both of them have improved the way they communicate what they need and what they want in situations? Is that worth discussing at all? Or is that just wishful thinking on my part?
Yeah, let us know. It's just like, with me, I just feel like they're like, oh, we've improved so much. And I'm like, have you though?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's like they can say it with a smile, but like everything's good and fine. And that's just kind of like their role this season. They're like, they're saving face for the camera sometimes, I feel. And it's kind of like, where's the growth? Where's the mind-blowing, groundbreaking scenes that I see with Jeffy and Shawnee's? You know?
Right, sure. They sit on the couch and hold the belly. That's it.
Oh, everyone's saying no. They're saying no. Wishful thinking. No. Right,
totally wishful thinking. Worth a shot.
It's like false hope.
Yeah, exactly. Swerve.
But I'm sure they think Henry and Danielle will make it for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the dog in
they're so fake. True Wisdom 13 says, nope, only for the show. They're saving face.
Do you think they're most likely to have separate beds then, if that's the saving face part?
God.
Or are you just saying they're going to be very, like, not honest with each other? Like, how much saving face is going on between those two?
Oh, my God.
I'm just stirring stuff up, guys. I appreciate it.
Stir the pot. Please stir the pot. Yeah, this is a shady show. We love to be shady. Yeah. It's hard to be a little shady on this particular episode because it was just so positive and optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
They had to end the season on a good note. You
right.
know? So that brings us to our special segment of the week where we rate the couples an X number out of hearts for the week. So are you ready to do this?
Let's go.
You got your hearts ready?
I got my scorecard right here.
And guys tuning in, let us know too. Okay. So let's start off with Ashley and Anthony. What do you rate them?
3.5. 3.5 hearts right down the middle. They have been the model couple of the three couples on the show. I think they find a nice rhythm. But ultimately, I do feel like they have a little bit more of the logistical things to work on as far as like, okay, we're in this house, we have a baby, and now what comes next? And that may impact some of the romance. I do love them as a couple. I do think they're one of the strongest ones, but I don't think on their growth, they pretty much were flat across the 8 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think?
I actually would just give them a 5 out of 5.
What?
Yeah.
5 out of 5.
5 hearts this season, or this episode, whatever. Because, like, there was nothing bad with them this episode.
Okay.
Like, they just seemed really happy and excited to move. Like, there wasn't any problems, which didn't make for that, you know, great of TV. I'm sounding so morbid by saying that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, they just seemed fine to me. What do you guys think? Let us know. You better be letting us know.
Right.
How many hearts do you give them? But, yeah, I just don't... When I don't have much to say, right, and I just see something so much good on the screen, like, they... Give them 5. Why not?
Right.
I'm not sure if I gave them a 5 before, but, you know, we'll give them 5. What about Shawnee and Jeffy?
I gave this couple a 4, and I do think overall, I think the stronger couple is A squared, but Shawnee and Jeffy has grown so much in such a short amount of time. The season's only 8 episodes, and they weren't on the same page until, like, the 5th or
right?
6th, and that's when baby Laura was born. And since then, I feel like that has been the catalyst for the both of them. They're definitely the most improved. There may be some unhappily ever after elements still looming there. I'm not saying it's a storybook pairing, but the fact of where they started to where they ended is commendable. And that way I give them 4 stars for that.
Yeah.
Or 4 hearts for that.
I was so close to giving them 5.
Oh, so close.
Because I agree with everything you just said. But the reason why I didn't give them a 5 was because something that you said. They had such a great scene at the end.
Yeah.
But you totally reminded me that they're not wearing their rings.
Oh,
I think they would have totally deserved a 5 if that were to happen.
Yeah, that would have been the perfect button.
I love their ending scene with them. They're trying so hard to make it work. And I really wish them the best because I want them to work. Because and it's cool because they totally did a 180 this season.
Sure.
You know, started off horrible, but ended on a good note. So Ooh, the chat. Yeah. Oh my gosh, they are coming.
Let's read it. What did it say?
Oh my gosh. They're giving Shawnee's and Jeffy 2.5.
2.5 hearts.
Two hearts.
It's like a baby heart. That's like a small, small, tiny heart.
Oh, it's so sad. Y'all didn't like the ending scene? Oh, so sweet.
Damn. Guess not, man. They weren't buying it.
No problem. Oh, a three. Oh, coffee time says 4. Okay.
Still got one couple to go.
Okay, well, let's get on to that last couple. That couple is Daniel and Bobby. What do you think?
I want to ask you this.
You want me to go first?
Turn the tables on this.
All right.
Because it can go either way.
This is the highest score I've gave them all season.
Here it comes.
I'm giving them... Don't kill me for this, y'all. I'm giving them a 4 out of 5.
Oh, snap. That's 4 out of 5.
It's extremely generous, I know. Yeah. I almost hate myself for saying this. But I loved their scene at the end with the harmonica. That was cute. That was the happiest they've ever seemed.
Yeah.
Like, Bobby looked so happy on the couch. Sure. And I hope that they... Oh, no. Before I can even finish this, the chat is just giving them one.
Yeah.
A 4. I'm just going to give them a 4. I just feel bad for them. What do you give them?
Ultimately, I'm going to give them a 3. And the reason why is... giving them the 5 would be a total outright lie.
I agree.
And giving them a 1 discounts the fact that Bobby has tried over the seasons to do things for her, those acts of service, and say how much he loves his wife. And Danielle has tried when she was not sick to at least be in his decision-making process, even though she was the most dominant one. And that scene with them on the couch talking about a baby, I totally felt that maybe not romantic, but they are definitely looking forward to this child, and they're looking forward to their life together. So that's worth something. But I can't think of a relationship, fictional or otherwise, that someone's actually married and quote-unquote in love, and there's no feeling whatsoever. It's almost like there was the wrong operating system or something. You know what I mean? I didn't feel like they were in the same connection. It was almost like she has husband and kid and dog, great in house, and he has wife and kid. They're fine. They're satisfied. I didn't feel the love. So that's why I gave him a 3. The lowest score for me was a 3 in all these couples today.
It's totally fair. Like, I'm kind of regretting giving them a 4, honestly. The True Wisdom 13 in the chat says, I also think Danielle was Bobby's first girlfriend. And I could totally see that, honestly. Like,
I went to school in the South. I get it.
Oh, my gosh. I love my chat. I love your chat's dope. Chat. They're so wonderful. I'm going to miss you guys until the show comes back on. So, is there anything else you want to say about the couples before we move on to news and predictions?
How do you feel like how the couples interacted with their experts this go around? Do you think that they've really grown from them, or was in spite of them? Do we like our experts and the way they were paired up?
I think I like the experts.
Okay.
You know, honestly, I kind of forget the experts are there. Yeah. But I love when the experts can tell when, like, something's not right. Especially, who was Daniel and Bobby's expert? Was that Pastor Cal?
Pastor Cal.
He was like, you guys are not a perfect couple. Like, Come on, there's no perfect couple.
Yeah.
So I think he's definitely my favorite expert for sure.
Well.
But yeah, I definitely enjoyed it for the most part. What did you think?
I think it was solid. I thought that besides their wisdom, the three archetypes were definitely central casting, right? Mm-hmm. You had like the intelligent younger one, and you had Dr. Pepper, was like Dr. Ruth character, and Pastor Cal. They all had good knowledge of nuggets of wisdom. I always laugh at the part where the last episode where Pastor Cal tries to tell Jeffy he was an analogy about basketball. That was kind of weird because he wasn't his expert, and why is it basketball and going out and playing? But I think they were the perfectly matched for what they wanted, because I do think Daniel and Bobby benefited from someone who had a bit of heart in his voice. Mm-hmm. I think that if it was matched with the other two experts, it wouldn't have taken as much. So yeah. I thought it was great.
I like that. They definitely need someone to kind of push emotion into their relationship.
Yeah, and say, come on, what's really? Like, exactly. That kind of like forward nature.
Yeah, I love that. I didn't even think about that until you said that. Good point.
Thanks.
Well, we got to get to news and gossip for the week. Dun, dun, dun. Here we go.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Dun, 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 dun. You know, there's not too much news this week. There's never a whole lot of news with them. Mm-hmm. But overall, we got to remind you guys that the new season 8 of Married at First Sight, is coming to Lifetime January 1st, 2019. So you guys can look forward to that. I'm super excited about that. Are you excited about that?
I'm always excited about that.
It's like right around the corner. Yeah. It's like what? That's like a couple days, 10 days, 11 days? I can't do math, y'all. Sorry. So that's really exciting. You can look up, look the couples up online, see, get the little zhuzh going, kind of get a sense of what to expect next season.
For sure.
So don't forget about that. Because we don't know if we don't know yet if the spinoff is coming back yet.
Right.
Unless if you guys know, let me know please, because I would love to know, because I'm gonna miss these couples.
We asked you this in the green room, but would you ever be on a show like Married at First Sight? You personally, would you, like, assuming you wanted to be married, right? Because you had to be on the show. Mm-hmm. Would you do it?
Let me know how big that check is.
Selling out. I love
it. Am I going to get like a free apartment with that?
Right.
Is there going to be catering? Like, you got to let me know. I need to look at the contract. Let me see that contract. But I don't.
These are honest. I love it.
God. But like, first instinct, no.
Okay. Yeah.
I could not subject myself to this, honestly, for any amount of fame.
Right.
But, and then furthermore, we have some casting news for people who do want to be on the show.
Great.
So for Married at First Sight, Charlotte, they are casting online. So if you guys want to be on the show, check it out. Like, yeah. Send in an application if you want to. Just go online. They were putting it on they had little lower thirds, sure, throughout the episode tonight. Yeah. So
if you're listening to this after Buzz and you're like, man, I wish people were talking about me after my reality show appearance, now is your chance.
Do you want to be famous? Do you want to be paid for being famous, being married at first sight? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You can totally do that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's been news and gossip for the week. But now we have to get to
predictions.
And now, okay. Your After Buzz TV predictions.
All right. So, if we don't get a spinoff, mm-hmm, what do you think is in store for these couples?
Wow. I would love to have that image of the six of them with their kids having a giant play date.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it. I really feel like the show brought these three couples together, but I would never picture these three couples ever crossing paths otherwise.
Except for Anthony and Ashley. I think that they would.
I mean, together, the couples themselves, but I don't think Anthony and Ashley are going to call up like Jeff D and Shawnee's and be like, hey, man, you want to hang out? That'd be kind of weird to me, you know?
Yeah, because they didn't seem that into each other at the last episode, or any
Boston
episode
trip,
where they were like on their little vacation. Also, why was Jeff D last week? I wasn't here last week. Why was Jeff D drinking beer while holding his daughter? I was like, what are you doing? That's a little weird.
Yes, achievement unlocked.
Right? Like, okay. Oh, I love it.
Maximum dad, right?
I'm a PS owner, so
trophies.
Trophy all the way.
Respect.
Anything else? I'm trying to think, too, what's going to happen with these couples. I think the couple that will definitely last, like, I'm so confident that Ashley and Anthony will make it work for sure. They've already been together for 2 years. But I am interested in seeing how the baby's going to be, how the baby's going to be implemented into their relationship, because it's just been them two alone for 2 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the baby's going to cause some problems with them. Hopefully not. Jeff D and Shawnee's, I want them to work so bad. Like, I feel like they've made such growth this season, but I don't know if they will make it 100%.
Sure.
And for Daniel and Bobby, I think, oh my God, it can go either two ways. They could either split, or they will eternally be just like fake it out until the end. Fake it till like death do us part.
Oh man. So that's my question. Of the three couples, if they all got spinoff shows, which one would be more likely to tune into? Like, which one week to week you're like, I wonder what's going on with this couple?
For me, it would be Shawnee's and Jeff D.
Yeah, same here. I think that would be way more volatile.
I almost said Daniel and Bobby.
No, I can't watch a whole hour of that. It's not going to work.
Well, a lot of people are in the chat are agreeing. Ashley and Anthony will live happily ever after, according to Sci Who's. Oh my gosh. Coffee Time says Danielle will wear a chastity belt after this baby's born, which I think is a great idea, because you already have one child to deal with. And your relationship's already awkward as hell, so
right.
You know, let's keep that.
Do they even
that.
Sell those nowadays?
I don't know. That's not my forte, dude. Any other predictions?
I don't have any, man. I'm just excited for the next season.
Oh my god, the chat is cracking me up. Is there anything you like stands out to you from the chat? Like, these guys are so funny. I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Anthony and Ashley,
I want to give a shout out to It's Ray Ray, who said A squared will make it, but Ashley likes control and babies will throw that out of whack because babies don't care about your control. Mama, right? If I'm going to puke, I'm going to do it right here. That's what it is.
Oh, and Sailor Girl for Life says Anthony and Ashley also hang out with Shawnee's and Jeff D. Like they hang out all the time.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Them. Yeah, I guess Daniel and Bobby's a weird one then. I don't know.
They're their own little entity. They're an enigma. That's, oh my God, they're such an enigma. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, I just want to shout out everyone else in the chat. Let's see. Saihoos, you've been there. It's Ray Ray. Sailor Girl for Life. Oh, I'm missing my Luann. Where are you, girl? Coffee Time. Ooh, Hafsa M. I see you. True Wisdom 13. I hope I'm not missing anything else. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Like I said, I'm going to miss you guys. But if you aren't tuning in live, keep the discussion going on Twitter. DM us. Comment on YouTube below. We love chatting with you guys because the conversation doesn't have to end here.
Right.
So until then, we have to say goodbye. I'm so sad. But also, happy holidays if you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, winter solstice. That's awesome.
I love your antlers, man. It totally is festive.
I honestly forgot I was wearing them. But thank you so much.
Yeah, they're nice.
Until next season, where can we find you, Flobo?
Oh, you can find me over on Instagram at Flobito. That's Flobito and Flobito.com.
Thank you so much for being here, filling in.
Pleasure.
Like
it was great.
Literally, I would have been by myself and that would have stunk. But thank you so much. Oh, it's been such a pleasure. And hopefully in the future we can make this official. We can do this all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
guys, I'm Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Until then, guys, have a safe and happy holiday. New Year's, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah. Yeah. Is Hanukkah over?
Yeah, it's over. But shalom, homies.
Out there. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.